Welcome back to His Time. It is Thursday, March 6th, and since it is Thursday, that means it is time to talk with Jane Wilkie from Lutheran Senior Services. Always fun to have Jane in studio. Good morning, Jane.
Thank you. Good morning to you. It's always fun to stop by. You have a very cheerful persona, so that's a nice way to start the morning.
Well, thanks. How are things going?
Well, things are actually very, very busy. In fact, the last couple of weeks now, I said I was going to be talking for different times on, like, what are some of the questions people go through? And I have since last week thought of, like, 12 different things. So this could go on forever and ever and ever. So there is just always so much going on. We're all, of course, hoping for spring to come soon.
Yes.
I was home in Minnesota last weekend and actually didn't come back until Tuesday and was greeted on Monday morning with the news that we had hit our 50th day at sub-zero. So for those of us here in the St. Louis area that are tired of the maybe dozen or so days that we've been in that range, these guys are like so over it. So we are all praying that that spring will come soon. So,
and it's looking better. I mean, the next few days, tomorrow the high is 59.
I know.
But don't
saw
tell
that.
Anybody.
I saw that, really. Let's keep that under our hat because we certainly hope it happens. So now to get to that conversation, one of the things that came to mind regarding the questions people ask before even exploring or some of the information people should have before even exploring the options, because we cannot hide from the fact that we are aging. We also need to know that all of the needs of everybody is different, are different. And so that's one of the things I often say about Lutheran Senior Services is one size does not fit all. Mm-hmm. We know that. So our options, of course, you know, just reviewing our options range from low-income housing through our affordable housing apartments, through services you can bring to your home, through also our, we have one assisted living only, that's Richmond Terrace in Richmond Heights, and then we have our continuing care retirement communities. So one of those questions becomes, of course, which option? Mm-hmm. And we could spend time talking about that, but almost one of those number one questions to even scale back would be, how do we pay for it? And so especially if you have a spouse that whose health is becoming more and more fragile, and you or you yourself know, or you are a son or a daughter of an aging loved one who it could be an aunt, an uncle, a grandma, a parent. And so then you look at how do you pay for it? Now, I am not the expert on that. So I am not going to delve into giving those answers because I want to be sure that I don't give any misinformation, but I did want to let the listeners know that there are all kinds of options that become available, especially if your care reaches that fragile spot. And some of those, you know, you begin to hear terms that can be very confusing. There's what is private pay when you are looking at a nursing home or a care center? You've got a private pay option. What does that mean? What does long-term care insurance do for you? If you are a veteran, there's a VA aid and attendance pension. There's Medicare, there's Medicaid, and then there's also what we have at Lutheran Senior Services called benevolent care. So if anyone is in the position of just wanting to know the answers to those questions, the learned professionals that could help you much better than me are going to be gathering at Hidden Lake, which is our community in North County, and it's March 11th. And that is from 6 p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. And it really is an event for all ages. And I can see you, Andy, looking up Hidden Lake there so that you can give me an address because I did not come with the address. I can give people sure. an idea of how to get there. But first, let me tell you who's going to be there. It's at Hidden Lake, and it will be in their independent living dining room. And the resources that are going to be there are not just the professionals from Lutheran Senior Services. There will be elder law attorneys. There will be someone there specializing in veteran services as a veteran services services officer. There will be people who specialize in long-term care insurance, as well as some of the staff at Hidden Lake. So that is from on March 11 from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. And the questions that are going to be delved into are all the different financial options. There will be handouts, so that information is there. There will be a short presentation. When you look at the 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. time frame, that is not going to be a two-hour presentation. There will probably be about 20 minutes at the front end to talk about all these terms. And then these professionals will be there for you if you want to do one-on-one conversation. So if you just want to hear the details, 6 o'clock to 6:30, come away with your detailed handout. But if you have specific questions, you can stay and get some one-on-one consultation. Hidden Lake is located in North County. And I know it is very close to Christian Hospital Northeast as you take 270 and you exit then at I believe it's 364. And do you have the address for
us? I do. 11728, so 11728 Hidden Lake Drive.
There we go. It's an easy one to remember. So, but what we would I did want to encourage you, if you have some questions about it, Becky Zimmer, who is the director of stewardship at Hidden Lake, is happy to answer your questions. And also, if you do think you're going to attend, it would be helpful to make a reservation. You do not need to, but if you do have questions or would like to let Becky know you are attending, she can be reached at 314-292-7546. 314-292-7546. That's Becky. And the event is March 11th from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m.
And we get to hear from her pretty soon about events that are coming up at Hidden Lake and other places.
She's a great person and, well, very, very knowledgeable. So that would be a great resource for you all.
And rumor has it involves food.
Yes. And so, of course, we want to be sure that almost everything we do involves food. So the reality is, and part of that is one of the reasons why we do ask if someone knows that they're going to come, that we know so that we can be prepared with lots of food. So just as a closing thought for today, the devotional thought for today, of course, goes along with the fact that yesterday was Ash Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And this is a devotion thought, a visual that I've shared with the listeners in the past when, because I've been on the air for several years, so I'm sure that if there are listeners who have been listening for a while, they may have heard me share this, but every Ash Wednesday, I think of my grandma. And I think of my grandma because I have a visual, and my mom also, but especially my grandmother. Spring cleaning was an important thing. She was a farm wife, and spring cleaning, fall cleaning were very, very, very extensive experiences to the point where she, even though she would scrub her kitchen floor every single week, or probably more often, every spring cleaning, she would get out her paring knife and she would go along the edges of the kitchen floor and especially in the corner, just in case in that little itty bitty corner, there would be a little bit of dirt that nobody could see, but she knew was there. So I can still remember her, and I still remember my mom doing it too, just taking that paring knife and going in the corners. And so that's the visual I always carry with me that I think of every single Ash Wednesday. So I saw something last week on Facebook that really caught my eye, and it was something that had been shared and reshared and reshared, but I haven't been able to let go of it either. And that was the idea was 20 things to let or to give up for Lent. So of course I clicked on it because I thought, I'm like, is it chocolate? Is it, you know, like what are all the different things I can do so I don't have to give up chocolate? You know, it was kind of my thought that I was doing it. And I was just really surprised by the article because it was a devotion actually. And it just really made an impression on me because the things that the author was suggesting to give up were not any of the things that I had ever thought about, but were really some of those hidden things in your heart that we should pray that we can give up. If we look at Psalm 51 and that, create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a right spirit within me. This author suggests that some of the things we give up are guilt, fear, the need to please, envy, impatience, sense of entitlement, bitterness, resentment, blame, gossip, negativity, comparison, fear of failure, feelings of unworthiness, doubt, self-pity, excuses, lack of content, pride, and worry. If we were to pick even just one of those to really take a look at, many of those are those things that are hidden in the corners of our heart that we hang on to because we think we ought to be able to. Anger, all of the, I'm not even sure anger was in here, but all of these things that go along with it, you know, we tend to think about in kind of a self-righteous manner. We tend to just shove those off in the corner because, after all, those aren't the big sins, but they are all put together. And I just can't also let go of that phrase that talks about bitterness, anger. You could put any of these. Sometimes it's that poison that we take hoping the other person dies. It's really hurting us more than it's hurting others. So we need to give these over. These are the very things Christ took to the cross as well. So picking just one of those or a few of those to really look at, what do we need to take that paring knife and try to scrape away and ask for God's help in giving up for Lent?
Very good.
And beyond.
Yes, yeah. Sounds like a whole list for confession and absolution right there.
It does. So I just wanted to share that thought for Lent. Let's think about that. Let's always keep in mind in these next few weeks in particular as we journey to the cross and we look forward to the resurrection.
Thank you, Jane.
You're welcome.
Always good to spend some time with you and talking about not only what's going on at Lutheran Senior Services, but also to be encouraged in God's Word.
Thank you very much. And we do encourage anybody that has questions about all the options that we have available at Lutheran Senior Services. You can find those options on a very, very extensive website because we have such a wide spectrum that would be just at lssliving.org.
Very good. lssliving.org. Go check it out. And next week, we'll be talking with...
Al Kepke and Becky Zimmer.
Very good.
Absolutely.
We'll talk with them next week.
Have a good week. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Have a good week, Jane.
Thank you.
More His Time coming up in just a little bit.